Roseanne Ball reporting. Beijing has criticized the outlined in President Donald Trump's National Security Strategy Report, which lists China as a strategic competitor and challenge to American values. The U.S. policy is also critical of the ambition of China's Communist Party. Speaking at a regular press briefing Tuesday, China's foreign ministry spokeswoman, Hua Chunying, called the report's characterization of China a futile effort to destroy reality. Hua said the people of China have full confidence in the development path of socialism with Chinese characteristics they have chosen. She also notes that the country accounts for more than 30% of the world's economic growth. Hua also said that the United States and China, as the world's two biggest economies, have a responsibility to work together. In his speech on Monday, President Donald Trump unveiled his national security strategy. And while he pointed to China, he also pointed to Russia as competitors who seek to challenge America's values, influence, and wealth. Mr. Trump also vowed to deal with North Korea's growing nuclear threat.
This situation should have been taken care of long before I got into office, when it was much easier to handle. But it will be taken care of. We have no choice.
And now the Trump administration is accusing North Korea of launching the crippling cyber attack from last May that affected hundreds of thousands of computers. This is VOA News. Yemen's Houthi rebels fired a missile Tuesday at Saudi Arabia's capital, saying it was aimed at Riyadh's Yamama Palace. The Saudi-led coalition has been battling the Houthis for nearly 3 years, and it says it intercepted the missile, while Saudi state media said no one was hurt. United Nations spokesman Rupert Coville urged all parties to respect obligations under international law to protect civilians. The UN said Tuesday that it has verified airstrikes killed 136 civilians and non-combatants in the first half of December, and that since the conflict began, it has documented a total of nearly 6,000 civilians killed and 9,000 injured. Twitter says it is now enforcing new rules aimed at filtering out hateful and abusive content on the social network, including messages that promote or glorify violence. Twitter relies in large part on user reports to identify problematic accounts and content, but the company said it is developing internal tools to bolster its ability to police content. More reactions to South Africa's ruling ANC party selecting Cyril Ramaphosa as the party's new leader. Ramaphosa is now considered the leading candidate to become South Africa's next president in the 2019 elections. Robert Malabane is an ANC member.
Investors will come back to this country, and I can assure you South Africa will be very different just because we've got Cyril Ramaphosa as president. I mean, he's a taskmaster. Cyril Ramaphosa is a person that ran business on his own. He understands where he's coming from. He understands the markets.
Ramaphosa succeeds South Africa's president, Jacob Zuma, who is stepping down as party leader amid numerous corruption scandals. Zuma is due to remain president of South Africa until 2019. The International Space Station received three new visitors, an American and a Japanese astronaut, and a Russian cosmonaut after docking in the Soyuz spacecraft earlier Tuesday. They join a Russian and two Americans who have been aboard since September. A heavy police presence was meant to avoid clashes Monday in Austria as the new leader was sworn in. For more news, go to our website.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London.